morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. Coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It's the Geekly Debate. I'm David, and joining me today is...
Jules.
Gomer.
Taylor.
And what do we got on topic today?
The most iconic video game weapon of all time.
And we do mean iconic, not best, not your favorite, but just one that's instantly recognizable, that has a lot of rich detail and history behind it.
Yeah, automatically recognized as the associated with the video game that is associated with.
I don't play video games.
So yes.
I've got no place in this. The only one that I know is the big sword that Link carries.
Okay,
that's
there you
it.
Go.
That's awesome. That's a great way to intro.
Mark,
that is a great way to intro.
The first
Mark,
one.
That's kind of the best way to introduce the one that Jules and I kind of both agree on, the Master Sword.
Because Mark does not play video games.
No,
but he knows what
even
the
Master Sword. He knows the Master Sword.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful, powerful weapon that saves your butt.
Yeah.
Originally one of the most hardest games on a simple system.
Yeah.
The
8-bit gen.
The gold cartridge.
Yeah.
Was a painfully hard game at first.
It
lots
shoots
of
little,
puzzles.
It shoots little lasers.
And it shoots little lasers out of heart.
It's awesome.
But no, I mean, it's the Blade of Evil's Bane. It's always a big moment in the story when you pick it up. Like, in Ocarina of Time, probably the most iconic scene in the whole game is young Link gaining the Master Sword from the first time, pulling it out of the pedestal in the Temple of Time.
It was quite amazing.
It was. It brought a little tear in my eye.
That cut scene and that whole...
It's a big deal in Wind Waker.
Yes.
It's a big deal in Twilight Princess. It's a big deal... You forge the Master Sword in Skyward Sword, which, you know...
It's a huge
one
deal.
One of the cool things you can say about that game.
And a lot of the game.
Yeah, it's a huge deal in every Zelda game. It's even a huge deal for Link in other games. We were talking about other weapons, and I got to thinking, you know, Link was in a really cool fighting game, several fighting games, and that sword came with him.
Yeah. He uses it in Smash Bros. He uses it in Soul Calibur, his GameCube.
Which is awesome!
That is easily the best Soul Calibur.
Oh,
Soul Calibur 2
so
on the GameCube is the best.
Well, you could easily, love for Vader or Yoda in PS3.
Vader, Yoda, and Starkiller, actually. Starkiller is what makes the Star Wars character so cool, because he's got the reverse lightsaber style. But Link in the GameCube was the best, because you had his whole arsenal at your hands.
Yeah, I mean, you throw boomerangs, shoot arrows.
Yeah. And the other thing that was really cool about the Master Sword originally was the only... sort of weapons you can use from a distance are the arrows, which you run out of almost instantly, and the boomerang, which has the worst range ever. The Master Sword was really your first chance to get everyone on the screen.
It was the only game
it was the most satisfying thing to do.
In a lot of games, you don't really care if you have all your life.
Yeah.
You know, you don't fight for every little inch of life. In Link, you know, Zelda games, you want every heart, every half heart you can find, so your sword is pew-pew, you know, shooting little pew-pews.
Yeah, and you did. It was the fight to have full health.
Yeah.
This is the only time you could truly use the Master Sword.
Yeah. It added a little bit to the genre, you know, being
Even
able to do
that.
Even
in games where it's not the best sword, like in Ocarina of Time, the best sword is actually the Biggeron sword.
Yes. Yeah.
It's still the sword that everyone associates with the character.
And even in that game, it still makes you do everything.
You still have to kill Ganon with the Master Sword.
Yeah.
Fucking Ganon.
He's everywhere.
Okay, but we've gushed on the Master Sword. People who don't know video games like Mark know the Master Sword. That's a pretty good
indication.
By the way, I am going to have a slightly different pick just to give it difference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's certainly others we can talk about.
Yeah.
Go for it.
The Hylian Shield. The shield.
That's not a weapon.
Yeah,
that's
I don't,
not. No, you use it though, and you do gain it before you gain the Master Sword, and you can use it to attack.
You
other
can
characters.
Shield bash in Twilight Princess, I think, but
no, and you could in all of the Game Boy games as well.
Well,
the second you got it, you were on top.
And I understand Captain America.
I kind of pair them together. The high
I do
shield
too. I do too.
But it is really iconic.
I agree.
The shield itself.
It's,
you
it's
think
it's iconic because they use it in a lot of the advertising.
Okay,
exactly.
But
the
people
shield
know it,
you buy in a
it.
Shop.
Boom.
And the Master Sword is a big ass deal.
Yeah, but in some of the games, you do just find the shield. You don't have to buy it in every game.
But you can.
You can in some of them.
But you cannot.
In Skyward Sword, you had to have it forged by a Thunder Dragon, which is probably the coolest fucking way.
That's so cool.
Here's what I'm going to say. Half of the Zelda games either have the Master Sword on the cover of the cartridge.
Yes.
Or the shield.
And it's
often both.
Often both.
Yeah.
but it's always... They're both quite synonymous with the character in the series.
Is it odd that the Triforce
is on the shield?
But isn't it odd that the Triforce isn't, like, the iconic weapon?
It's not a weapon.
It's not really, but yeah, I mean... Really, what defines a weapon, though? Something you use
something
to defeat
you
something.
To kill things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of need the Triforce to kill things.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a fine line there. Yeah.
But a weapon is also
well,
for protection.
Well, if you're going to go with that, and like, the Halo rings... Halo.
Yeah.
Because they would kill everything.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Yeah, so no.
Gomer's also not a Halo fan.
I'm not a Halo fan.
Maybe we should jump off of Zelda, though. Because there are certainly other iconic weapons for us, too.
I think every weapon in Zelda is pretty iconic. The boomerang? What other game do you get a boom... Or a slingshot?
Oh, yeah, the slingshot.
What other game do you get a slingshot?
slingshot?
No, it's lame, but it's iconic to the...
Because it's one of the first things you use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Seriously though, we need to jump off of Zelda. Yeah. As much as I'm going to pick the Master Sword along with Jewels, and
I'm saying
we need to jump onto something else.
I'll jump on a weapon from another Nintendo mainstay, one of their classic games, and that's the Mario series, the Turtle Shell, just the plain and simple Turtle Shell. It seems kind of like a weird weapon, but that. It saved my life so many more times than bullets have.
It's weird in the way that everything from Mario is.
Yeah.
Mario just always has this like quirky element to it, and one of those things is, yes, kicking turtle shells.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's one of those like iconic love-hate moments where it's dangerous to use it sometimes because it'll kill you.
Oh, yeah,
if
it
you throw
kill
it the
you.
Wrong way, it can kill you.
That's a good point.
That's, you know,
that
it teaches you a lesson
yeah, there's
early
like
on
a
as a
block
kid.
Just off screen, and you don't realize it bounces back at you. And
yeah.
From the very first time I used a turtle shell to get infinite lives in Super Mario to just last night when I was playing Mario Kart and got dominated by a blue turtle shell by someone online. Yes.
Well,
the shell is by far.
But if you're gonna go if you're gonna go with the shell, then blue turtle shell, because everybody knows blue turtle shell.
Yeah,
if you say blue turtle shell, you know what?
Blue turtle shell has just filled people with such dread.
Yeah.
The idea that like, you know, okay, I'm way out in first place, I've got oh god damn it, the blue shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let he who is first be last.
Oh, the great equalizer.
Yes, the great equalizer.
Totally cheap, but
well, that whole game is cheap, man.
It's punishing me for doing
for winning.
Well.
Yeah. For winning.
Stay in
second, a very close second.
Yeah.
Until that shell's launched.
But
I love that, man. Even in the new Super Mario Bros. 2, which I've been playing the hell out of, they introduced, and I think this is the game that introduced it, like gold turtle shells, where coins shit out the back of the turtle shells.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Yeah, there's way too many coins in that game. I've got like 300 lives on level 4.
I haven't played it in
way too many.
Giant, massive coins.
Oh, dude.
New Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
And I thought it was so cheap because you could just buy your way through it, the whole game.
Yeah.
And they give you so many coins. It's not like they're stingy with the coins and you can't buy yourself through the game.
Yeah,
you can in that game.
Yeah. It's fun. But yeah, I'm going with the turtle shell.
If I had to pick something from Mario, though, I'd pick the fire flower, I think.
Oh, yeah, fire flower.
I'd pick his shoes.
Is definitely.
You step on everything.
You know what? That's it's weird, but
Iconic part of
you kill
Mario
more
Brothers
things.
Brothers
you kill more things at the bottom
of
your feet.
They give you a big boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You do
boot.
Kill more things at the bottom of your feet
and,
than anything else.
The raccoon ears.
Yeah, the tail.
Oh, I guess you hit people with the tail. You hit people with the tail.
I think of. Yeah, the tail and the ears.
Yeah.
Most, I feel like the most iconic thing about the Tanuki suit, though, or the raccoon suit, is that you fly.
Yeah.
Yes.
More so than you hit people.
Yeah. And I use it more to hit bricks than hard to reach bricks than bad guys.
The cape.
I didn't mind the cape. It was kind of like a
SNES game.
From Super Mario World.
Yeah. Super Mario World.
It was kind of like a precursor
would
to
Yoshi
the...
count as a weapon? You kind of use him as a weapon.
That's actually a fun point. I think Yoshi's tongue is a weapon.
Yeah.
But Yoshi
I himself?
I don't know if something sentient can be a weapon.
Yeah, like that's
but
then Kirby is a weapon too.
Yeah, but
his
Kirby
breath.
Is the character.
Yeah, but so is Yoshi.
Yoshi isn't a main character in Super Mario World. And there's different Yoshis, and they have different abilities.
There are.
And you use them to your advantage to beat other characters.
I'm
going to
say no.
You use them to
I'm
attack
vote
things,
no
in fact.
On Yoshi being a weapon.
Yeah, no.
No?
I just can't see it.
Okay.
He's a mount. Would we count Apana as a weapon?
I totally count Apana as a weapon.
What?
Okay.
Then you're crazy. More,
well, Apana can't attack anything.
Apana's
Yoshi
a girl,
could.
For one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. But no.
You just called upon a he, and that's him.
I would not consider Yoshi a weapon, but the shells that Yoshi eats, yes, I would consider those a weapon. And then turns them into
I'm not counting Yoshi's eggs as a weapon from Yoshi's Island.
But that's totally different.
Yeah.
Because Yoshi, in Yoshi's Yarn, you play as Yoshi, that new game on the Wii U, which is amazing. But
Did you ever play Kirby Epic Yarn?
Yeah, it's based off that. Yeah, same developer did it.
Such a fun game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to go to another weapon?
Soul Edge from the Soul Calibur series.
Awesome. If there's any... Most fighting games, it's impossible to have an iconic weapon.
Yeah.
But in a game like that where it's all about the weapons, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, when you think of, when you see that, you know Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Almost instantly. The whole franchise is synonymous with that weapon.
Yeah. Agreed.
Creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
eye that's always...
Yeah, it's got like... most of them have like a... Something that looks like flesh covering the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like rotted flesh. And then there's that eye that just
it's
staring
weird.
At you. Yeah, it's awful.
It's weird.
And Soul Edge like changes like from fighter to fighter.
Depending on who has it. But I would definitely say Nightmares is the most iconic. That like butcher-esque giant massive blade that you
see. Oh, what's that wit blade though that one chick had?
Oh, Ivy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Oh,
that
yeah, that one
fun.
Is cool.
Yeah, there were some fun combos.
Yeah.
With,
and everyone
with that
hates
sword.
Keelix Pole.
Yeah.
Because. That's just
hacks.
That's the meanest character to use. You don't like people if you use.
You don't like.
You don't like people.
You don't really want to play this game multiplayer if you use that.
No,
guy.
Well, you using Keelix is like.
Maybe I'll know. Did you have a pick, David?
Well, how about the
Ryu's fist? Sonic Boom.
That's
shut up.
Isn't that Guile? Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
I actually like. The Mega Buster from Mega Man.
That's a good
That's
choice.
It's
a good choice.
Just because it's, you know, paper, rock, scissors is the premise behind it.
Yeah.
So it can become it can become the paper, rock, or the scissors.
Ah, but Mega Buster beats everyone.
Yeah.
And Mega then you could, like...
Charged Mega Buster.
After a while.
Mega Man X.
In a minute or so.
Mega Man X.
Slow hit steady.
Yeah, Mega Man X.
Charge it up and have the Super Blast, or if you went through the whole process to get the Toryuken, the Hadouken... A move? Oh my god.
Oh, what's that in Mega Man X?
Mega Man
X.
Yeah.
You
know what's the lamest one, though? The Z-Saber. Zero Sword, which, like a lightsaber, but just doesn't stay on. It saves battery power. I've never understood that. You know, he pulls it out, and then he puts it right back.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't I keep the sword out? I feel like I need that.
It doesn't have the juice, man. It's got to recharge.
I know.
Kano had one of those. Kano had one of those.
Well, speaking of lightsabers, we were kind of talking before the podcast started about, like, would we count something like a lightsaber, which has been in video games,
but... It's quite iconic, but I think when everyone thinks of Star Wars, it's movies.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah.
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 It's adaptations of a more famous iteration.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What I will say... The lightsaber from Halo. What's that one called? The energy sword.
The energy sword.
Definitely iconic just because of the...
You see it and you know Halo.
The obscene amount of people who play Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has. And it's
do we just want to run through some honorable mentions at this point?
How about Bionic Commando, the bionic arm? Pew!
I
love that thing.
I know you
I'm going to say Vampire Killer from Castlevania.
That's awesome.
Similar to the Master Sword in that it's a... Iconic, it's like it's had such a big place in the story. It's the weapon you use to kill Dracula. It's the heirloom of the Belmont clan.
Yes,
but Castlevania not being quite as famous as Zelda, Vampire Killer is not quite as iconic as the Master Sword.
I will say
it hasn't had as many good games.
A fan of
the there's tons of great Castlevania.
Yeah, there are, but I think there have been per capita more good Zelda games than there have been several bad.
Sure,
Castlevania
I mean I
games.
Can't think
there are a lot of bad.
Not a lot.
Castlevania has the same thing
all
going on with Zelda,
N64
where
ones.
Castlevania 2 is considered the worst, where Zelda 2 is also considered the worst.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Simon's Quest.
Yeah.
Castlevania 3 is the best.
Which one was the one where he like turned into different things? Like you know,
oh no, you
pirates.
Could be Dracula. Oh well, no,
there was
one where you could
climb the ceiling.
Oh, that's 3.
Oh,
you don't change. You just like tag out.
Yeah,
you could be Alucard.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Alucard, Symphony of the Night's the best Castlevania.
That is the best one.
I mean, angry video game nerd on Castlevania is obscene. It's he's so right though.
The game's so hard.
They're so hard.
Well, just like that's what it's from an era when. Getting knocked backwards is what kills you most of the time because, like, you fall into
the
insta death pit.
Or the fact that
you know what's so funny?
The board moving with you.
I hate that. Zelda 2 plays like Castlevania, and that's why I hated that game.
It does kind of play. I love
Castlevania.
It. It's so fun.
I know. I don't know why you hate.
I like it.
You're an idiot.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, but other things.
Oh, you know, I don't even play this franchise, but the Keyblade from Kingdom
Hearts. Oh, I didn't even think
that. Yeah,
so.
I don't play that series, but as soon as I see a Keyblade...
Yeah. Well, speaking of Square Enix, the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, the Gunblade from Final Fantasy VIII.
I love the Gunblade.
If I had to pick one thing from the Final Fantasy franchise, though, it's the Buster Sword.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's one weapon, I'll give you that.
Or the crystals that are in every game ever in the Final Fantasy franchise. No. Why?
The rat tail.
I'm gonna go with a game from Borderlands 2, the Grog Nozzle. From the DLC.
Cool.
Or, you know,
that's cool.
That's the only weapon in the game that lets you play at drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
The BFG, the gravity gun.
Oh, but if I'm thinking something from Portal Gun's good, but the gravity gun from Half-Life is another great choice. Yeah. If I had to pick something from Doom, though, we were talking about this earlier, it's the shotgun.
Yeah, exactly.
You always use the shotgun.
The BFG is awesome, but when you think of Doom, you think of someone kicking in doors and just unloading shotgun pellets on room
20. I never had so much fun.
Yeah, and the thing has like a spread. Like, I could, like, the room that we're sitting in, I could hit the entire room with one shot of my shotgun.
I had so much fun with Doom back in the day. I had so much fun.
I never played this game or franchise, but I just know that this gun existed. I don't know what it's called, but the Gear of Wars, they had the chainsaw.
Oh, the Lancer?
Yeah,
the
Lancer. Yeah.
Chainsaw gun, another good
chainsaw
choice.
Chainsaw gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they had, like, the precursor to that, which was basically the Bayonet version.
Yeah.
Like in 3 and whatever the ones after 3 are.
Do we count Assassin's Creed, those little...
Wristblade.
That's a cool, iconic
hidden blade. I think.
Remember that day the dude showed up was wearing one. It was like, whoa, dude's wearing a freaking hidden blade. What's going on?
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that guy was a little weird.
It was. Yeah,
you said it on a podcast. Yeah, I remember that now.
That's a pretty good choice because that ties in so well with what Assassin's Creed tries to be, which is like this stealthy, not just you're not Dynasty Warriors-ing it up and just like running and like. No.
I do end up most of the time when I'm playing that just Dynasty Warriors it up.
Yeah, just killing everybody.
And then hiding. And then jumping out. And then hiding.
Yeah, you can't play Grand Theft Auto without going on the killing spree.
I love when I get caught in Assassin's Creed and I have to do like a mad dash. I'm going to chase like 40 people and I'm like, shit, like pushing people aside. I'm like looking for a hay bale.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just Spider-Man. You're just like, I gotta climb this. Yeah. I gotta climb this. Stop looking at me.
It's like the least stealthy thing of all time. I just angry mob chasing me.
It really is, dude.
So much for keeping it low profile. Yeah.
In the pirate one, you can throw money at them and they stop.
You can do that in two.
Oh, you can? Mm-hmm. And you can get like these like women of the night, I guess, to like.
You can do that in two.
Oh,
as well.
Really?
Yeah, one is the only one where you're totally screwed.
But that just makes no sense to me. These soldiers are out to get this guy. Oh, wait, there's a whore. You know, that just makes no sense to me. Oh, wait, is that a penny on the floor? Oh,
man.
It just, what the hell is going on in that game?
It's penny time, man.
Money was hard. They're standing there guarding that door all day. I guess they just got major blue balls. I don't know, man.
That'd be kind of dive for me guarding the guard.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm playing, that's, I pretty much stopped playing that game because I was like, wait a minute. What is going on here? The pirate stuff is still fun.
You know,
but yeah.
I was really good at that franchise until the third one.
The third one, I never finished it because it's just like, oh my god.
Dude,
I don't
some of the
care.
Side quests, go find Sasquatch. It's just some dude in a cave.
Yeah.
The literally, like, that's one of the side quests is going to find Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Or the ghost at the light tower, and it's just a tree branch with a cloth on it. I'm not lazy in this game.
My kid's got the pirate one. I guess it's the fourth
one. Well, we're getting pretty far.
Yeah, the pirate ship in that is an awesome
is awesome stuff.
Yeah. Any other honorable mentions?
Samus's beam from Metroid.
The charge beam.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Morph ball.
Missiles, power bombs.
I said Morphball.
Morphball is not a weapon.
Yeah, Morphball isn't a weapon.
As in,
just because you can drop bombs while you
have
to be...
You turn into a ball form. It's not like you hurt people while you're
in just because you can
form.
Or you have to be in the orb form to drop bombs.
It in no way qualifies as a weapon. You don't use it to attack people.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Kind of do that.
Pikachu is more
use it
of a
to
weapon
get
than that's a pretty
the orb ball.
Iconic weapon.
No, we're using Pokemon moves.
What's
you got that's the only
that's pretty iconic.
What is
Harden?
That's the opposite of a weapon. Use that to raise your defense.
Yeah, but everyone knows it.
Thunderbolt.
Everyone knows Thunderbolt and
mirror move.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of others, but
Ditto?
Yeah.
I can become other Pokemon. That is the most useless thing. I could just get that Pokemon. Why do I have
it
to
worked
have
for Shang Tsung, man?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And that's what it was. That's yeah. a Shang Tsung.
Scorpion's Hook.
Oh, Scorpion's Hook's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Totally forgot about
that. Get over here.
Yeah. I think it's more the word he says.
Yeah.
Come here! I love it.
That is very iconic.
That is extremely iconic for that franchise.
Arguably
especially.
The most famous thing from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
His little hook. Yeah, man.
And it's not Liu Kang winning the first Mortal Kombat. It just makes no sense to me.
Fuck Liu Kang.
Let's wrap this up.
That was the best part of the reboot. Was Liu Kang dying for good.
Again. I always like playing with Striker.
Striker?
Like
why
the cop?
Striker?
I liked
Cabal,
it.
Man.
If I'm going to be someone, Cabal. It's going to be Sub-Zero. Man.
We should do that next time. Next time.
Oh, best Mortal Kombat?
Best Mortal Kombat.
We should do that today.
Let's do it.
All right.
Next one.
From Mortal Kombat 3.
Smoke?
I enjoy Striker.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds like we're winding down.
Yeah, we're winding down. So, thanks for listening.
You can't beat the Master Sword.
Yeah, you cannot. You really can't beat the Master Sword.
That is the most.
Yeah.
And Mario's boots.
I know, I think the shell. Well, and he said the flower.
You step on
everything. There's a lot of iconic stuff in that game.
Yeah. Still say Yoshi.
Awesome. We're wrapping. Let's thank everybody for listening. Thanks for listening.
like you said, let's say thanks for listening. Yeah,
I did.
You suck.
I suck. Check us out on OutrightGeekery.com. We got this podcast, other podcasts, everything we do. Thanks for listening again, and leave us, a comment and a rating and all that stuff. We want to thank Mark and Comic City 2. They've been here for us, whenever we needed them as a venue, and we couldn't do anything we do without them.
We love you, Mark.
Love you, Mark.
Thanks for
listening. You are our rock.
You are our rock.
Yes, he's our rock.
All right, join us next week for the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.